What it do? Welcome to another episode of the Best Advice Ever podcast. Yeah, with your boy, comedian Mike Goodwin. Now, I've changed the setup a little bit, so hopefully this is more aesthetically pleasing. But I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback on the little tweaks that I've made to the set. Well, as I start each and every episode, I started with the On the Road Again segment, and I have been on the road again. This past Friday, I was in Worcester, Ohio. I think I'm saying it correct. I feel like I want to say Worcester, but I think it's Worcester. It's Worcester, Ohio. I did an event for the Church of the Nazarene. They call it the NCO, which is the Nazarene Church of Ohio, like the district, the NCO. But my military background, that is the NCO, is non-commissioned officer. Those are the folks that are not officers. The sergeants, the privates, the corporals, those are non-commissioned officers, the folks that typically will join the military after high school. If you join the military after high school, you're a non-commissioned officer. If you join the military after completing college or through an academy, maybe a green to go. Well, so green to go is basically you're an enlisted person, but then you become commissioned. So non-commission is when you enlist into the military, and commission is when you become an officer, or you, the Army says, hey, you've made this contract with us. Now it's time for you to do your time. Typically, we'll pay for your college. You're going to be at this military academy, and then you'll be commissioned into the United States Army or whatever branch. So yeah, hopefully that's a little education for those of you that aren't up to snuff, up to speed of the ins and outs of the military, right? So the NCO of Worcester, Ohio, did kind of their district night, disciples night. Basically, they celebrate folks and give a great big thank you to the district, to all the churches. All the churches come together for one night. It was a great night. Had a good time. Flew into Cleveland, which is always a little problematic since Christmas of 2022, where I got snowed in and had to ultimately end up driving back to South Carolina. That is very present on my mind when I think about flying into Cleveland. So I flew into Cleveland on Friday, had that event on Saturday. Here's some information that I have to give myself, but I'll share with you. Leave people alone, man. Leave people alone. What I mean by that, I was doing my event. Well, it's interesting. It's interesting. This would just be a good little talk, little segment. If you see me before in a show, especially like the an event like that, so what I do like, because I did a club date the next day, I like the aspect of a green room. I like to be back away from people, sequestered. I like that. But when I'm doing an event like I did Friday night, or if I'm doing something for a corporation, a church, I don't want to be in a green room while things are going on. I want to watch what happens. And the same is true at the comedy club. Once the show starts, I'm typically watching the other comics before me. But in an event where I'm, you know, they had their program, they had a dinner, they had their program, and then I closed the night with comedy. You know, I have my notes out. I got this remarkable that was recommended to me by my buddy. LaMyron Jenkins. Then I also have one of my coaches, a guy by the name of Andy Hernandez. They both have the Remarkable. And I like gadgets. I like tech. So I went and got the Remarkable. But sometimes I put notes on the Remarkable. But for shows, I have a book where I make notes and I kind of my game plan. You know, what's the scouting report? What's the scouting report for this particular event? And I'm looking at notes, and if people see me, they will think that I'm looking at the audience to take notes from them to do with the show. And I'm typically not doing that. What I'm typically doing, if I'm taking notes, now there are some things that happen that I may want to note, but I'm not necessarily looking for jokes when you see me kind of pacing, because I do a lot of pacing. You know, I'm just kind of getting my thoughts together and making sure that I, you know, say the things that are on my mind. So I may, like, when I fly in, there may be something that catches my attention. You know, the airport, how far the airport, like, what city is that? So you fly, I had that show. Oh man, I just had a show. Was it Cleveland? Not Cleveland. It might have been Columbus. I can't remember, but I had a show where you fly into the airport, but the airport isn't the name of the airport in which you're going. It's really odd. It might have been, I feel like it's Columbus, Ohio, or Cincinnati. Maybe it's the Cincinnati airport where you fly into Cincinnati, but the airport's really in Kentucky. I'm thinking of Cincinnati as the more I kind of think about it. Because I had, you know, I talked about a classmate of mine's sons played football at a school in Kentucky. You know, I think it's Cincinnati because I'm looking at the dates for the Big Dad Energy Tour. I think you fly into Cincinnati, quote, quote, but you're not in Cincinnati. You're in Kentucky. You somewhere else. Yeah, you 40 minutes from Cincinnati. That's how it was this weekend. And I'm jumping a little bit. But I don't even know what got me thinking about that. Oh, man. I wish I could go back and figure out what I was thinking about. Because it tied in to the point that I was making. I'm sorry. My apologies. I hate to have to, I probably would need to go back and, I'm like, oh, that's what I was talking about. I hate when you listen to an interview and somebody brings up a topic and you're like, oh, we're about to talk about that topic. Then they say something else and then they never make it back. They never make it back to the topic. I just saw that on live. Somebody mentioned something. I was like, oh, I want to hear their feedback. But somebody made a comment and they were off in a way, up in a way. But I flew into Cleveland and had the show in Worcester. And I think the bigger point that I was making is leave people alone. Oh, I was talking about how I prepare. And I guess I try to get information. Yeah, I think the thing that came to my mind, I figure out how far airport is, if the roads are particularly bad. You know, I just saw something with Desi Banks where he was talking to Shannon Sharp and he was in the Bahamas and he took a shot at the Bahamas, the audience. He basically was like, when he got off the plane, he felt like he was in a safari and it was lions and they were like, oh no, sir. You're not about to play us like that. So I don't necessarily try to take shots at cities. I do point out things that I find to be interesting. I remember being in Raleigh, and Raleigh, I made the comment that they were known for the city of oaks, like the city of trees. And you hear about how that's the triangle, right? There's that's like the North Carolina State, there's Duke, there's Chapel Hill. They call that it's a particular kind of triangle, but they really talk about commerce, innovation, technology. When you hear about that area, the medium income is tremendously high. It's a place where there's ideas and intellect. And I'm like, yo, the name of Raleigh, like the capital of North Carolina, the city's nickname, the name that they're known for, is the city of trees. So that kind of thing. So I was like, come on, man, y'all got some more creative, innovative. Y'all have some brain power here that could easily come up with a much better nickname than the city of Oaks. Right. So I'm not looking to like take shots at a place, but Worcester was interesting. And I mentioned it because that's where the basketball coach here at South Carolina, Lamont Paris, he played basketball. Matter of fact, going from Worcester to Toledo, where I had the show on Saturday, that I think Lamont Paris from a place called Findlay, Ohio. And I drove through there on the way to Toledo. But the bigger point I was making was leave people alone. There was a guy in the audience. And he was pretty close to the stage. And he wasn't not having a good time. Like, he wasn't not laughing. He laughed. But there would have been an opportunity for me to be like, sir, what's happening here, man? You don't seem to be enjoying yourself. Like that's just my internal perspective. I'm on stage. I'm telling these jokes. He's kind of within earshot. I mean, he's pretty close, but his body language, it's not like he's disinterested, but he wasn't, locked in. He wasn't riding with me, right? In my opinion. End of the night, this man comes up to me and shakes my hand with that preacher handshake. You know, the handshake where it's not just handshake, it's money. It's a seed. They are sowing. If you're not familiar with the idea of sowing, sowing is pretty much encouragement. It really, I think, primarily comes from the farmer's analogy of a farmer sows seeds. And then after some time, when you sow the seed, you expect a harvest. You expect a return from the seed that you're sowing, especially in word of faith circles, the type of Christianity. I believe that there is a spiritual concept that if you sow, that could be money, that could be time, that could be encouragement, whatever it is. The Bible talks about whatever you sow, that shall you also reap. It's the principle of sowing and reaping. I think there's a tangible example of if I sow money, I reap money. If I sow violence, I reap violence. If I sow love, I reap love, generosity, same. Well, this guy shake my hand with some 20s in it. It was a couple of 20s, right? Now, had I like harassed this man or accosted him and say, hey man, look, you have good look, are you having a good time? And you whatever the case may be, I don't think I would have got that tip. I don't think I would have got that handshake, man. So leave those people alone. I tell people all the time when they come to my show, I'm like the animals at the zoo. If you leave me alone, I'm going to leave you alone. But if you come and stick your hand in this cage, I'm going to rip it off. Yeah, I'm going to rip it off. And I don't mess with people. Now, and something there's always going to be somebody like, yes, you do. I know you mess with people. I don't mess with people. If someone identifies their self or someone puts their self in a position to stand out, then I will have them. I'll bring them up for the front. If you want to get involved with the program, I'll let you get involved with the program. But typically, I got material. I got jokes. I got stuff I'm trying to work on, right? So leave people alone. That man brought me a tip, and I was not anticipating the tip. So that was Friday. Saturday, I went to Toledo. Well, similar. I didn't go to Toledo. I went to Perrysburg, which I don't know how far that is from Toledo, but it's not Toledo. It's Perrysburg. But the Toledo Funny Bone, for all intents and purposes. And it was a good time. So I drove from Worcester to Toledo. That's about a 2-hour trip. Enjoyed the men's basketball game. Listened to that on the radio app. That was a 2-hour trip. University of South Carolina beat Florida. Got to Toledo. And we had a good time. Actually, the guy that opened for me in Burlington, North Carolina. He's from the Detroit area. Toledo and Detroit, not too far from each other. So we had a number of folks come. But he had asked me to feature at this show. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. And so he had some people to come that, you know, were supporting him. But he sent me a text as I was, you know, I was making my way to the event. Basically like, hey, man, the show today is in Perrysburg, Funny Bone. And it was like, that's an important, because he was there tonight. I missed the Burlington, and then he was there tonight. I rescheduled it. And I think I'm going to do my TED Talk. My TED Talk is, we're working on my TikTok right now. But an element of that is, folks, you got to be able to laugh at yourself, man. I just was at a thing. Matter of fact, if I say it, then I don't want to out people. But I was at a thing, and at this event, a person was reading out loud. It just wasn't doing a great job. Was fumbling over words. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know if the moment was too big. They forgot the glasses. It was just like, it wasn't a smooth reading. And again, I typically, people often ask me to host events. If I got to read from a script, I'm not the read from the script guy. I'm going to fumble and bumble over words. Like, if you want me to read this particular thing in this particular way, I'm going to mispronunciate words. So I get it, but I don't put myself in those positions unless needed. And this is a situation where the person needed to be. But after the event, I went up to the person and was like, hey, man, you had a little too many drinks tonight, and they didn't laugh. They not only did they not laugh, they was like, oh, that's probably what y'all was laughing about back there in the back. And it was like, oh, like I said it to be disarming, like, hey, man, we all make mistakes. What, like, that was my version of, I understand, my man. Laugh it off. He didn't laugh it off, and it felt very awkward. So when Rich texts me about, hey, I don't even know if he said, like, it's not the Cleveland Funny Bone, it's at the Perrysburg Funny Bone. I laughed. I had another buddy of mine. I asked him when I was trying to figure out where I was going to get a hotel. I asked him, you know, what was the hotel? Because we were, Mark Gregory, when I got snowed in, that was the event. And there was a nice hotel downtown, but it was a little farther. I wanted to stay closer to the airport. And he cracked the joke, basically like, are you sure it's not this weekend? You know, it was a joke like that. And I laughed it off. Like, hey, man, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to. People going to take light of it. And I shouldn't get offended. I shouldn't be, oh, my God, why you keep bringing this up? Like, just laugh it off, man. It wasn't that big a deal. But the Toledo Funny Bone, man, great turnout. Had a good turnout, especially for matinee show. I'm in the junior varsity show, but these people are charging varsity prices. And that's something I got to figure out. I got to talk to the guy that I work with about my ticket prices. And I, you know, These are the things you gotta, you like, you work through. And I know how I feel about it. I'm gonna get his information on how he feels about it. The club, I want to be fair. Yeah, I want people's money to mean, like, I don't, hey man, I'm never the money grab. Now, somebody give me a script to be in some trash movie, they go give me the bag. I'll probably go get the bag. But in terms of something that I'm producing, I'm not trying to do the money grab. Like, I remember when we were locked down, we were shut down in COVID. A lot of these colleges started like their online institutes. And it wasn't because they wanted to educate people. It's not because they wanted to give people certifications. It's not that they wanted to increase the knowledge base of our society. They wanted money. People are home. They don't have anything to do. Let's give them something to get their money. Now, I want some money. I'm not sitting out here saying I'm not trying to get money, but I want it to be a equitable exchange. I want to give you a great, outstanding night, and then you pay me with your dollars. I want to give you merch. I got merch. I didn't wear it today, but I have it. This is one of my, it ain't wrong. It just ain't right. It's a joke I do from time to time. Haven't done it much lately. But yeah, that's where we are. Shout out to the Toledo, folks in Toledo. Had a great time. Matter of fact, in Toledo had the best quesadilla I've ever had. Shrimp quesadilla. I think the name of it was a firecracker. You may not know this, but comedy clubs aren't typically known for their culinary expertise and competence, right? They selling some chicken wings. They selling some stuff to make some money, but they don't have the world-class chefs back there in the back. But this was a very great, very great shrimp quesadilla on the road. Man, I've spent this whole podcast to be on the road. I got carried away. I'm learning with y'all. We all learning together. Let me do the best advice ever, because I've spent the whole time on the road and I'm back in Columbia. So the best advice ever. This is something that I kind of alluded to last week. This happened to me a week ago. For this week's best advice for this week's best advice ever, I would encourage you to go and get a duplicate license. Get you an additional license. I live in South Carolina. To get another license costs about $11. The reason why I said this, I lost my license last week. I didn't lose it like, oh, I'll never find it again, because I found it again. But what happened is in when I travel, and I'm noticing this more and more, there's a rhythm to how I travel. When I get knocked off my rhythm, things don't fall in line. That's what happened to me. I typically, when I go to TSA, I'm in the pre-check, I give them my license. Yeah, because they got to run the thing. And I put the phone on the board pass checker. But I do my scan. They give me my stuff back. I immediately put the license back in my wallet. Well, I didn't take my wallet out at the same time. So I just had the license in my phone. And so when I went through to put my things on the conveyor belt, that's when I was going to get my wallet and put my license in my wallet. I pulled my wallet out and the woman says, oh, we have to scan your hands for explosive devices. And it felt urgent. It felt like, hey, man, we need to do this right now. And I knew in my mind, oh, I got to put this license back in my wallet. Now, by this time, I got my wallet in my hand, and my license in my hand, and my phone in my hand. Instead of putting the license in my wallet, I sat all of that inside of the little bucket. And I think my bags were already on the conveyor. And I put those through. They did my hands. I have no explosive devices on me at all. No residue. I go through, and apparently I just leave my license inside of the little bowl, because I had my wallet, I had my phone. I didn't get my license. Now, I didn't notice I didn't have a license. You want to know when I found out I didn't have a license? So I'm in Colombia when this happens. This happens at like 5 o'clock in the morning on that Friday morning or Saturday morning, whenever I left to go to Sacramento. That was Saturday morning. I leave Colombia, fly to Atlanta, leave Atlanta, fly to Sacramento, got my bag. You know, I don't check any bags typically. Get to the rental car place, pick out my car, pull up to the actual thing to check out. No license. And I know for the most part, I'm not going to put my license but in a few places. I may put it in my wallet. It's either going to be in my pants, my pockets, or they're going to be like somewhere in a suit jacket. Like I'm going to put it in a pocket, the inside pocket. I checked all those, no license. I kind of looked at my boot bag, but I'm like, why are you looking at the boot bag? You know you didn't put it in a boot bag. There's nowhere else for it to be. You left it in Colombia. Like I knew immediately I left my license in Colombia. At the rental car place, I have the rental car. Now, the benefit of this was you can't rent a car without a license. And this particular night, I was only going to this hotel to do the show that I was coming back at the next morning. Unlike this past weekend, where I flew into Cleveland, had to go to Worcester, went from Worcester to Toledo. Then I left Toledo that same night because I flew out of Cleveland. I got a hotel room close to the airport in Cleveland so I can get up and go to the airport. So the best advice ever that I offer you is to get a duplicate license or have your passport. I have a passport, but I don't typically, unless I'm going international or doing an international trip where I need the passport, I don't typically carry my passport. But moving forward, and the wild part. So here's the other wild part. I had a duplicate license. There was a time before where I thought I didn't have my license and I misplaced it and I found my license, but I went and got another license. So I have a license that's sitting in my desk at home. That didn't help me at all. So I've taken that duplicate license, put it inside my boot bag. I've ordered another license. I think I like two licenses out here. But I would encourage you to make sure that you have a duplicate license. I text a fraternity brother of mine, and he was like, oh, yeah, man, you have two licenses? I was like, no. I typically do a pretty good job of keeping up with the license that I have. So that's the best advice ever. Get yourself a duplicate license. You can save yourself some heartache, some stress. And again, I knew my brain in that moment was like, put your license in your wallet. But the woman was like, I need to take your hands to, and I did. I got out of rhythm, much like this weekend flying to Cleveland. The weather was a little cooler than it is in Colombia. So I'm sure it was like in the 40s. So I brought my big jacket. And I almost lost my big jacket 3 times. I left the big jacket at the event place on Friday night, but the event place in my hotel was right next door to each other. The guy texted me, hey, you left your jacket. Went and got my jacket. Took my jacket to the comedy club, hung it up behind the door. No jacket. I get in the car. I'm driving to Cleveland. I'm about 12 minutes into my ride. I look in the back seat, no jacket. I turn around and get the jacket. Sunday, get on the flight. I got bumped graded first class. So I'm walking in. I look at the steward and say, hey, can I hang this jacket up with you? Yes. Hang the jacket up. So as you're about to land, they'll typically ask you, do you want to bring the jacket or you want to get it on your way out? So I get on my way out. On my way out, still almost left the jacket 3 times. Almost left the jacket, man. There's some things, if I'm not routinely doing it, I can lose it. I can forget it. Like, I'm not going to forget the hat. And if I do forget the hat, I'll forget it for maybe 5-10 minutes. Like, oh, where's my hat? Now, I may forget the hat at home. Now, there's been times I've left and like, oh, I didn't have the hat on. I had on something else. And then I get an hour away. I'm like, oh, I didn't bring my hat. Well, I'm not going to have a hat this weekend. But I did have a question. I left my flight boarded at 5:30 because, you know, people say what time your flight leave. It says 6:10. I don't pay attention to that time. I pay attention to the time it starts boarding because I want to be there. So for a 5:30 a.m. flight, what time do you leave your hotel room? Now, my hotel room is about an eight-minute drive from the hotel. Now, it was a shuttle, so I had to drive. I got the gas the night before, so shout out to Cleveland because there's a gas station right next to the airport. Very uncommon. Same thing happened in Sacramento a week ago. The gas station was right next to the airport. I have a theory that they're not close. Not only is it not close, I feel like they're hard to find. Columbia does a good job. If you come off that exit going in, you can get some gas. Maybe there's another way that you can get to the airport that doesn't take you off of, you don't have to get off 26, but typically getting off 26, there's gas stations right there. There are other places once you get into that airport complex, you're a done deal. It's a done deal. So what time would you leave in the morning if you had a 5:30 boarding flight? What time do you get up and leave your hotel room? I figured out the time that I would want to say, I got to roll that back another 30 minutes. Like the time I naturally feel like, oh, I could leave at 4:30, get there around 5, I get a shuttle. I need to leave the hotel. The time I say I need to get up typically is the time I need to be leaving the hotel. So if I'm thinking 4:30, I need to get up at 4 o'clock. If I think, oh, I need to be there by, if I get there by 5 o'clock, I need to get up at 4:30. That's how my time works. I don't know how your time works. So what time would you leave a hotel room to make a 5:30 a.m. flight? I would love to hear from you. That's the show. I for whatever reason, went super long-winded and on the road again. And I'll be back on the road again this week. I'm in South Boston, Virginia. Very confusing. Outside of Danville, Virginia, North Carolina is right there. Greensboro, Danville, all that's in the same area. Got a Big Dad Energy show. Man, I had a great time. Fun night. Hate I did not take my camera to record the footage, but I think I'm starting to see this come together. Like I know some folks told me when I first started it was together, but I got some stuff that I'm working on and it's coming together. I'm enjoying it and I'm enjoying you and I'm enjoying the journey. So thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Best Advice Ever podcast. If you have any questions, comments, information, just email me at info@comedianmikegoodwin.com. Also subscribe, like, share, tell people about the podcast, download the podcast, play the podcast, talk about the podcast, upload the podcast, invite people to listen to the podcast. And if you don't want to do those things, tell me what could be better and I could do better as it relates to the podcast. But I'll be back next week. Same bat channel, same bat place. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me and I appreciate it. I'll see you next week. Peace.